Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. One of the most important things any transition from the military is keeping track of their medical records. If you don't know, you can result in losing valuable VA benefits. Today, we have a very special guest who's leading the initiative to actually do something about it. So please stay tuned. You won't want to miss this one. Important conversation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today we're talking about the challenges in keeping our medical records organized to better support your efforts to get your VA benefits. And I'm excited to welcome back to the show my friend, the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Sir, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jack, and I'm so excited to see about all your success with the program.
Well, you know, we got a lot of success, but you've had a lot of success too. So, I again, congratulations on your new job. Hey, sir, before we get started, how about telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So, let's see. I grew up in an Army family. My father was a career Army officer, served in Korea, Vietnam, is now rests in Arlington Cemetery. I joined the Army through ROTC. I spent 3 years in the finance corps, so don't laugh, but I actually went to airborne school. Okay, so I got that. I got out, was a consultant. I was the undersecretary for benefits here at the VA in the first Trump administration. And then I was very lucky to be asked back. Now I'm the deputy secretary. So always focused on veterans issues in the different walks of my life in the government as a consultant and now here at the VA working on it directly.
You know, I wouldn't last one about finance because somebody told me a long time ago, cooks and finance and mechanics, you got to keep all those guys close to you all the time or you're not going to get paid, not going to get your food, and you can't go anywhere. So, hey, you said it a minute ago. You was previously the undersecretary for benefits at the VA, and you took a 4-year break, and now you're back again at the deputy secretary level again. Congratulations. What did you learn during those 4 years that helped you establish your priorities for this term here?
Certainly. Well, being out of office, or I guess I call it on sabbatical, really gives your time for your mind to focus because you always go, gee, had we just continued, what would we have done? And part of that was really understanding our veterans. So Secretary Collins talks about putting the veterans at the center of everything we do. And so what it made me think about was, how do they want services from us? They want them fast. They want it efficient, right? They want it clear. They don't want to have to hire a lawyer to deal with us. So it's really about the customer service and responding to what our veterans tell us. So I spend an awful lot of time now when I go out and do traveling, try every evening to go to a Legion Hall or a VFW post and talk to veterans and make sure we're attuned to what they're, you know, telling us we do well and also where they're saying, hey, we need more help on these things. So it's really focusing on the veterans and kind of following through on Secretary Collins' mission, which is putting the veterans at the center of everything we do.
Yeah, you know, it's important, and what you said, really important, because you think what's going on up here, but unless you get down into the bowels of the country to really see what those veterans' issues are, you just won't know. I'm sure you agree with the statement I made at the top of the show about the importance of keeping track of your medical records. Is this one of the biggest challenges transitioning service members face now? And I guess the question.
Well, it's one of several, right? So first, as you know, when you leave the military, you disconnect, right? You had a great team, you had mission, purpose, and a source of revenue. So first, we want to make sure, ideally, you get a job, right? connect, a new community, a new tribe, or maybe go to school, live in a great community, or connect with your faith-based institution. So obviously getting some connectivity and that purpose back really matters. And then we also want to make sure you draw on your VA benefits, right?
Yeah.
Accelerate your pursuit of the American dream. So generally, when you come to get benefits, we're going to ask you, do you have a DD-214? And if something's happened to you and you apply for disability compensation, we're going to need your medical records to award those benefits. Where we have those records, your claim goes through our system very, very fast, often in less than 30 days. Where we have to go search for those records, it can take a while because we have to go find them. So we strongly encourage our veterans as they get ready to leave, make sure you have your service treatment records, where you served and the like, because those will be reference documents when we help you get benefits.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to get into in just a second about the electronic records that you're doing now. But I know when I got out of the service, which is a long time ago now, people told me to take 3 copies of my medical records for me, my family, and everybody else. So there was no question what I had. The other thing is, even when I was on active duty, I didn't document enough stuff in my medical records. And when I went to the clinic or did whatever I had to do, I'd probably throw it away versus doing anything else. But I know we're getting a lot better because I've talked to veterans and they tell me we're getting a lot better. Now, since you've been back though in this position, what other challenges do you see out there for veterans and families?
A lot of it is information. So I'll tell you directly, Jack, I spoke at the Vietnam Veterans of America's convention earlier this year. Secretary was unable to attend, so he asked me to go. And what we talked about there was what's going to happen when you pass to your family, right? Have you gotten them ready for survivor benefits or for DIC, dependency indemnity compensation, right? Have you educated them on the forms, the process, and the documents they will need? So my big worry is, yes, we'll take care of this generation, but are they talking to their survivors who we will also help if they are aware of this and are prepared?
Yeah, I know you work real close with the military, I'm sure, but I think sometimes there's a lot of things that the Army, the Navy, all the other services can do to sort of educate them about benefits and entitlements a little bit better. And I don't think we do a very good job with that either.
Yeah, well, they're complicated, no doubt, but you're right. What we worry about is, it's difficult learning about them when you have to access them quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you knew in advance so you can plan, because these benefits are powerful, right? Purchase a home with no money down. This is something civilians will struggle to save for a down payment, and a veteran can do this very, very quickly. So we just think you're right. More education would be great no matter where it happened.
No, I agree. How is the VA helping veterans track their medical records now? I mean, is there a better system now?
Well, it's funny you ask, and maybe you knew this. Maybe you knew this because by law I'm in charge of this, right?
There you go.
The new electronic health record we're rolling out should do exactly that. One of the benefits, and there are many benefits, is the connectivity between VA and DOD, right? Your record, we have this all figured out, will seamlessly transfer from DOD to VA. So some of the things we just talked about won't exist, but also it'll have an awful lot of benefits for our veterans. The benefits include, better health care for our veterans. We want our veterans to show up at our doctors and spend time talking to the doctors about their situation, not watching the doctors flip between screens, ask their history over and over again and the like. So we think veterans will get better care. Our doctors will like it because doctors want to practice medicine, not click and copy and paste. And we think it'll be great for VA. The standardization that the new electronic health record will bring will increase patient safety. And in the future, one day, when we have everybody's information, we think there's going to be an awful lot of innovation. So in the short term, yes, we'll have the records transfer, but long term is really pretty powerful stuff for how we deliver healthcare.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. 20 years ago, we was talking about this electronic. We've been talking about for years about linking it up and doing a little bit better job. And I'm happy to see that we're moving forward now. We're getting the job done.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, Jack, because you talked about what we've been thinking about while we were out of office. It's actually delivering on all these promises the president made and the secretary promised he'd follow through. And so the previous administration paused the electronic health record. They didn't do anything for 2 or 3 years. I just lost track. Secretary Collins came back in and said, not only are we going to restart it, we are going to accelerate the pace. So we are very, very serious about this. You'll begin to see the new rollouts early next year in April, and we're just going to continue and go right through it till it exists everywhere.
Yeah, that again, one last time before we take a quick break, that's one of the disadvantages sometimes of changing the administration every 4 years, is that whatever you're working on right now, the next administration coming may not want to work on that that issue, whatever it may be. But no, I'm glad you're working on that. That's a big deal. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about VA reducing the backlog. That's always been a big issue. VA claims, you know about that. How the automated system is doing right there. So, sir, I appreciate you coming to the show. Stay right there. I'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are, because we're talking about your benefits, your entitlements, the way to make your life better as a veteran. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So please, like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from my presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Sir, I talked about it just a few minutes ago. I've always heard a lot, and you've heard a lot too, about the backlog surrounding the processing VA claims. Could you tell our audience about, you know, what the VA is doing about that?
Certainly. Well, let's kind of give everyone some context, right?
Okay.
The backlog refers to disability claims for disability compensation that have been waiting more than 125 days. It's a good measure for how quickly we're getting veterans their benefits and, quite frankly, how well the VA is doing. When President Trump was inaugurated, that number was 265,000.
Wow.
That means, you know, that's larger than some cities were waiting to receive their benefits. Secretary Collins made it very clear from almost the first day we started together, that has to be reduced. As of today, I looked, it's a little less than 140,000. So we're on the cusp of having reduced it in half just since inauguration date. The other thing we're very proud of is we're very close to processing our 3 millionth claim, which is about 20% higher than the most we've ever done before. And we actually have fewer staff doing it. So it's an element of just better management and technology. So we're really trying hard to get veterans their benefits quickly. And just to kind of build on that, claims that are coming through our system now are being processed on average in less than 90 days.
Oh, wow.
So we're really proud of what our team has done. And again, it goes back to what the secretary talked about, putting veterans at the center of everything we do. We know veterans want to access the benefits they've earned as quickly as possible. And that's what we're really trying to do. And those statistics bear this out.
Yeah. How is claims process being automated, and what's the result do you see on that now?
Sure. There's actually an awful lot of automation already that exists, which is why the medical records are so important, right? We have them you can go through very quickly. But one of the things we're really responding to is our veterans, you know, when they come in to file a claim, we often send them out for a C&P exam. Remember those exams that people go out afterwards to see what's going on? Our veterans give us a lot of feedback about that. Say, gee, you have my records. Why are you making me go out? There's good reasons, but they're also expressing something we're focused on. We'd like to see that automated so that someone says, you're right. We can look at your records now and quickly find, no matter how long the records are, where the knee in my fictitious example you heard is, so you don't have to do that. So we'd like to see that, you know, really reduced or even eliminated. So that's the next technology challenge we have.
Yeah, I've got to ask you the question before we take a break. What's the one or two things that really you're concerned about in the VA that you really bother and want to make sure you fix before you get out of there?
Well, we definitely want to do the electronic health record, like I talked about.
Yeah.
I definitely think we can automate the claims, right? But I also think we should be listening to, especially to the older generation of veterans, about the ease by which they deal with us. You know, when people think about the VA, when I go out and visit, they are really respond positively to our doctors, nurses, and our providers, right? I regularly hear, I get great care. But what I also hear is, but it is somewhat occasionally challenging to deal with you, to call, to make an appointment, to navigate your hospitals. So I'd like to see what I call our business operations on par with our medical capabilities. When those two work together, we will really have delivered world-class healthcare. So that's really what we're working on.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I go to the clinic just probably a block or so away from my house. I have the best doctor in the world, and he's squared away, and see him every year, and he's become my friend, you know. So, in fact, he even watches our podcast, which is really good too. So.
Oh, that's great.
Go ahead.
But that story is typical of what we hear everywhere.
Yeah.
We spend an awful lot of time drilling away on the problems because we really do want to be better. And sometimes we forget what a very, very positive narrative is. People prefer to come to the VA. If we give them community care, I was in Wyoming. They said, no, I want to go to the VA clinic or the hospital because I want that care directly. So it is a very, very positive story. And I think you know this. Something like 70% of all doctors in the United States are trained in VA facilities, right?
Yeah.
The quality of what's going on here and the teaching and training is, like, you know, not mirrored anywhere else. So we know it's great care. We just want to make sure everything, every interaction is on the same level.
Well, here's one last thing. We will take a break. Is when I go in and sit down and talk to him, he's not in a hurry. He's there. He's saying, you know, any problems you got, let me talk. I mean, everybody, to include the nurses and everybody, they're always so friendly and so active, and they want to do all they can to help you. Hey, sir, they're going to grab me by the neck here. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about really the VA benefits, the GI Bill and the pensions as well. So we'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, sir, would you bring us up to date with the initiatives surrounding the new GI Bill and the pensions?
Certainly. Great benefits we hope all veterans use. As you know, serve honorably for 3 years. You can go to college for free, the equivalent of a free ride at a state university. and you get a housing allowance in addition to tuition and fees. So we think this is very, very powerful benefit. About 1 million veterans or dependents use it every year. We're very proud that the processing of this is going, you know, incredibly fast. If you apply to get those benefits and you've never been to our system before, you'll get an answer in 16 days. Although we'll tell you, we have a lot of technology, and if all the forms are right and everybody responds, this can happen in a day. So it's really pretty exciting. We encourage veterans to continue to look at this benefit because it continues to expand. It's not just the traditional four-year university. What we wanted, once known as the trades, right, as our country begins to bring manufacturing back and President Trump's agenda on sort of, you know, building things in America, it can be used for trade schools. And as you know, those are some of the fastest ways to $100,000 a year jobs. And as much as we tease our Navy brethren, we know we need to build ships. So we need technicians and the like to do that. So it's a really powerful benefit.
Yeah. The other thing that I hear when I'm out talking to other veterans is cuts in the VA. And I've talked to a few of the people at VA. Is there anything that you can share with the audience about any kind of cuts or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you hear one thing, if you only take one thing away from our time together, we are not cutting health care and benefits, right? I don't know where those come from. Early on, earlier this year, we looked hard at our staffing, and we did offer early retirement and other options for folks to leave. So about 30,000 people will leave us by the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, right? But we exempted many, many people, doctors, nurses, healthcare providers, even folks processing claims from any kind of hiring freeze or personnel action so that we know we need them. In fact, we're in the process right now of hiring more doctors, nurses, and claims providers. So you might have seen us cutting contracts that we didn't need, and we're redirecting those dollars we're saving into more hiring. Now, in the future, we're going to try real hard to be efficient and see where we can do things better. Those might result in some changes, but again, they are focused on freeing up resources that we can use to serve our veterans. So please, 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 you know, respond the way I have and tell them that is categorically not true. We are trying to do everything we can to get our veterans' attention. And just so you know, the number of employees in the VA is actually greater than the active Army right now. So we know we have a large team focused on hiring, helping veterans.
Well, I'm sure you got a lot of retirees that are working at the VA too, don't you? I don't know what the percentage is.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have an awful lot of veteran employees because exactly that, they want to continue the mission of serving. It's a great place. And so if friends ask you, you know, hey, can I get a job there? Please look at our website because you might be able to.
Okay. Hey, so first of all, thanks for taking the time to come on the show. And this has been a great discussion. Anything that you want to reemphasize or any final thoughts that you have to share with the audience?
No, thanks for allowing me to clear up rumors because I do really don't like that people think we're not doing anything but trying hard to get our veterans help. I appreciate your focus on the benefits. Don't forget, there's a lot more benefits, right? I think we would have had more time, pensions. But maybe probably the final point I would make is like, think about your family. Sadly, none of us will live forever. If you're a veteran, don't forget, part of what you've earned is benefits for your family should something happen to you. Talk to them, explain your benefits, explain how you interact with the VA. Don't make the first time they deal with us when they're grieving. Let us, you know, start that conversation early and prepare so they can really understand what will be there for them because of your service.
Yeah. That's perfect. So if somebody needs to reach out to the VA, they've never contacted me, what's the best way to reach out to the VA?
Sure. For those folks who are technology savvy, you can always go to va.gov or you can call us. There's a lot of different numbers based on what you're interested in. If you have questions about your benefits, the easiest way is to call 800-827-1000. And don't forget, I think you do this too. There's lots of organizations that will help our veterans get their benefits. Veteran service organizations like the Legion, Wounded Warrior, VFW, and they'll on your state, and they'll do that at no cost. So there's a lot of ways you can get information about us and access us.
Sir, thank you so much. No, like I said, I've said about three times, I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on. And I really like the idea. Come back again. Let's do every time we can get a chance, we'll get you on there and talk about how you guys are making lives better for our VA and our family members. I appreciate you coming on.
I'm happy to do that, but you have to come here in person. Were you here today, I would have given you a copy of our new lapel pin for Veterans Day. It's really pretty cool. So that's my allure.
Will I see you at AUSA?
Perhaps.
Well, bring one, then I can get it there.
No.
All right, sir. God bless. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks again to Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary, Department of Veterans Affairs, for being with us. He's just a great guy and cares so much for all of us. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Dr. Lawrence. It was just great having him on the show. And at this part right here, I give my final thoughts. If you haven't used the VA, if you think the VA is cutting something, they're not. They're going to take care of you and your family. The VA, I mean, I said it a few times during the show, the VA has taken care of me for probably the last 10 years. It's quality doctors, quality people that love their veterans, that want to do everything they can to make your life better each and every day. So go to the VA, check them out. If you're afraid, talk to a friend or talk to me, because we'll help you out. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Newmar Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.